Hello, everybody. This is Gary Kay, and you are listening to my Daily Rants and Raves. Daily Rants and Raves are part of the Rave Radio Podcast Network, and of course, we've been doing a lot of podcasts leading up to InfoComm, and we got one more. Another special guest today, Neil Wittering. Neil, good afternoon. How are you doing today? From Barco, by the way. Director of Strategic Marketing. Neil Wittering, Director of Strategic Marketing from Barco. Neil and I have known each other for a long time. Neither one of us probably wants to say how long, but we've seen the projection industry change a lot in the last couple of years. The biggest sort of development there is laser projection, and Barco sort of led the way with that. And you'll have your F90, 4K 13, F90 line, I should say, at InfoComm. It'll make its U.S. debut, I understand. Am I right?
That's right. Absolutely, Gary. And thanks for giving us some time here with one of your rants and raves. So at InfoComm this year, from the projection side and also our control room division, we're focusing heavily on laser illumination. So the F90 is our new projector that we formally introduced at ISE. So here at InfoComm, it's going to be its first showing at a major event in the U.S. This is a 13,000 lumen laser phosphor illumination projector. A year or so ago, we introduced our 6,000 lumen laser, which is more of an enterprise class. Now we're jumping all the way up into the large venue events type space with a 13,000 lumen wide UXGA resolution laser and its sister product, which would be 11,000 lumens 4K. And these are going to be shipping towards the end of this year in September, October timeframe.
Yeah, and I saw it at ISC, and I actually won one of our Best of Show awards at ISC. I'm not sure if you knew that or not, but it's the form factor is really nice. It's a great design, and it's very flexible. You actually have the F90 design encompasses a whole series of products, not just one product.
Correct. So this is, for those people who've known Barco and projection design from years ago, this comes out of the stable of our Norwegian design and manufacturing facility. So it's got the look and feel of the F-series now in a larger venue product.
Yeah, and it's definitely worth seeing. Will you have it actually running in the booth?
Yes, we're going to have, we'll have three large screen projection setups in the booth. One is an F90. And next it out on the other side of the booth, we'll have our HDX 4K20, so jumping resolutions. That's xenon illumination. And then sitting right in the middle, we'll have a large screen with the HDF W30 LP. And LP here means laser phosphor, and 30 means 30,000 lumens. So we're going to be showing one of the brightest laser phosphor projectors out there. This is based on our HDF product, which has had a long history in both cinema and large events, but now with a laser phosphor light source instead of a xenon light source. So all three of those are going to be running on the booth, and so encourage people to come by. It's booth C8720. I needed a plug for that one, Gary.
No, I appreciate you doing that. I try to remember that, but I don't always remember. Now, one of the things I want to talk about is I'm actually using your HDX projector in my 4K keynote on Super Tuesday, and I've used it once before to practice this keynote, which is a big deal because not a whole lot of people have actually done a native 4K presentation as a keynote, and I'll be doing it on a 25-foot wide screen. And so therefore, this is a big deal to pull this off and make it bright enough and show this this technology off. And the HDX will be shown in my keynote Tuesday morning over at the Westgate. Will it also be in your booth?
Yes, it will. So that's going to be flying on the booth on a slightly smaller screen than the one you're using. So I love it. We get a double plug here. Gary's doing the keynote, and he's doing it 4K canvas, which is a killer presentation, guys. So you should, if you can make it to the keynote, it's a wonderful story about how you can really use 4K in a broader sense than just watching 4K video, which, fair enough, that's cool, but what else can you do? And I think Gary's leading the way here with a lot of cool concepts on what you can start thinking about doing with this increased canvas, the number of pixels that you get. So yeah, we're using the HDX 4K20 to light up that big screen. We thought about doing it with an F90, but 25 feet wide, yeah, we need the horsepower of a brighter projector. And next step up from the HDX would be one of our cinema projectors, and that would be a little bit overkill.
It would be a little tough to move around, but you do have a 20, approximately 30,000 lumens HDF line, which is not 4K, it's WUXJ, which is darn close. Will you, that projector was super impressive at ISC. Will you have that at InfoComm
yeah,
as well?
Absolutely. And that one is going to be lighting up a large screen in the middle of the booth. And given that it's a laser phosphor illumination, we're going to be doing a few creative things with that. So people should come by and see this. And it, just to give you some ideas of where you can go with this in terms of designs for different applications. Like, so it's not a straight up and down projection setup. So yep, encourage people to come by and see it.
Yeah, and booth number again?
Is C8720.
So, of course, I think Barco's on most people's stops. By the way, have you been to the new Barco building that just opened up last week?
I have not yet been there since, I think it was late last year. And at that time, it was hard hats and rubber boots and safety jackets and a lot of concrete flying around. But I saw the video of it, and that place is just amazing. I think somebody said it's like Silicon Valley in Belgium, and it stands out for sure. It's a signature building, and all the people who've moved in there now are just really excited about being in there.
Well, I'm looking forward to going over there. I've been invited. I just have to figure out the schedule-wise. I've been to Bark over in Belgium, half a dozen times over the years, and every time they seem to have a new thing going on, but to have a whole new building, and it is round, by the way. For those people who haven't seen it, we actually posted a video of it being built on our Facebook page. And, of course, you can go to barco.com, and they've got all sorts of information about it. And, of course, you can look up the HDF product line, the HDX product line, and the F90 product line. And I'll link to those in the description of the podcast. But, Neil, I appreciate you joining me today, and I certainly hope everyone goes by your booth.
I encourage them to come by. Again, it's C8720. And Gary, thanks so much for the time, and looking forward to seeing you next week at InfoComm.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to delivering that 4K presentation. As you kind of alluded to, I talk more about the digital canvas concept rather than just the resolution issues of 4K.
Right.
It was fun to put together, but it was hard because I'm a little bit ahead of the curve here. There aren't a whole lot of 4K products actually shipping yet. And to get something that was able to project that big, there was only one company I could turn to right now. That was Barco. So I appreciate you guys fulfilling that for me. And I'm excited to actually present it in front of hundreds of people instead of just dozens of people.
Yeah, I'm hoping I can get over there, but set up time and other meetings get in the way. But we're really happy to help you out with that. And it's encouraging everybody to look at 4K and beyond a 4K TV. If I can pull a little history from the projection design time, when we introduced WQXGA, we tried to get people to think this way. But it wasn't quite a big enough step. Going from wide UXGA 1080 to 4K in a canvas that you can play with in a meeting room, boardroom, or whatever, it should get people thinking about what they can really do beyond a massive PowerPoint with some detail. You know, do multiple screens on there are great, and feeding that with different sources and things like our E2 to drive it, it should open up a whole bunch of concepts that you and I can sit around and noodle on, but there's cleverer people out there that can come up with some cool stuff.
That's for sure. And all those people will be at InfoComm, of course, next week in Vegas. We'll be reporting live. You can see all of our coverage at ravepubs.com/InfoComm2016. And all the videos we shoot at the Barco booth, just go to the video search window on the left side, type in Barco, and you'll see all the products we talked about today. So thanks, Neil. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Gary, and see you next week.
See you next week. Thanks for listening, and keep listening.